Welcome to the podcast for Chapter 11, Strategic IT-IS Leadership and IT Governance, from the textbook Strategic Information Systems Management. Key learning points. Good IT leadership needs good IT governance to succeed, and vice versa. One without the other will result in suboptimal delivery of the services of the IT organisation. There are many different models of leadership in IT leadership, each stress differing combination of skills, attitudes, behaviours, dispositions and values. Managers and leaders are different, but they can be the same person. A short strapline is managers do things right, leaders do the right thing. In a contemporary business of today, transformation and innovative leadership are perceived to be key drivers of business change enabled and supported by technology. Innovative technologies need leadership and an appropriate and relevant governance structure when thinking and implementing both pioneering and incremental innovations. IT governance is a subset of corporate governance. IT governance is about bringing the right people to the table to have the right conversation with the right process and the best information available. IT governance standards, frameworks and good practices are not a panacea. Their effectiveness depends on how they have been implemented and kept up to date. They are most useful when applied as a set of principles and as a starting point for tailoring specific procedures. To avoid practices becoming shelfware, management and staff should understand what to do, how to do it, and why it is important. Board members should take an active role in IT strategy or similar committees. CIOs must be business orientated and provide a bridge between IT and the business. CIOs must be innovative and continually scanning and realising the impact the potential disruptive technologies could bring to the respective organisations. CIOs should be leaders and skilled managers of specialised technical staff. All executives should be involved in IT steering or similar committees.